Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guests are here to talk about an upcoming event titled Take a Time Out to Talk. We have Melissa McCormick. She's representing Find Your Fire. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We have Brock McCormick. He is a varsity basketball player at JDHS Yadaakatle. Is that right?
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome, Brock. Nice to have you here. And Kiana Potter, also a varsity basketball player at JDHS Yadaakatle.
Yep.
Welcome. Nice to have you all here. Can you set the court for us, Melissa, if you will? How did this all come to be, and what's it going to look like?
Sure. Basically, we are just having a night, or actually a week, of the Region 5 basketball tournament, and we're encouraging and taking this time to encourage our students and peers to be able to take that time out to talk about their mental health. You know, basketball is a very physical sport, but sometimes they don't necessarily think about how physical and mental relates with one another. You know, mind, body, spirit, it all kind of goes together. So we wanted to make sure that our students knew that they should, if they're struggling, reach out to a peer or a mentor or a counselor. There's also representatives at the school that they can also reach out to as well. So,
okay. And this is actually going to happen over the course of a few days during the basketball tournament?
Correct. The Region 5 tournament starts tomorrow night. It kicks off. The boys play at 8:15 p.m. It's Juno Douglas High School against the Ketchikan Kings. So our longtime rivals will be playing against the boys. And then girls start on Wednesday night at 6:15 as well.
All right. So, Kiana, how do you picture this looking? Is it going to be an actual timeout during a game? How is it going to proceed?
I think that it's just going to be little messages throughout the game. The girls and the boys teams are both going to warm up for their games wearing shirts and socks that say, like, you matter, take a time out to talk. And we're just going to be spreading that message of good mental health throughout the week.
All right. Brock, thinking about mental health, and I think as your mom mentioned, sometimes we're very focused on physical health as athletes, right, and all the things that it takes. What does healthy mental health or a positive mental health outlook look like to you?
I think it's really just trying to find a balance between being an athlete and with academics and everything, and just being like having a teammate or someone or friend to talk to, whoever it is.
But, or a coach
or a mentor, just anyone really to talk to.
How about you, Kiana?
I think that it's just really important to make sure that with the pressure of being a student and traveling a lot for sports, that you don't get too overwhelmed and that you are in a good mindset all the time and not feeling too stressed and just, you know, taking some time for self-care and maybe reaching out to a teammate who seems like they might need some help.
Got it. Melissa, thinking back to our day back in school,
yes.
are things different for your kids?
Yes. I think in as much as we had stressors, I think that kids nowadays, I hate to say it that way, but I think they actually have more stress with the amount of technology that they have. That puts, you know, we didn't have social media. Kids weren't always posting pictures of one another. That's probably a good thing. We grew up in a time where we didn't have a lot of that. There is a lot of stress, anxiety, depression. I think there's more self-harm now than there was back then, and there's a much higher risk of suicide now than there was, you know, in the 80s and 90s.
Kiana, if you see a fellow student struggling with mental health, how do you help them, or what's something you might say to them?
Well, I think the first thing you can do is just let them know that you'll be there for them if they need anything, and maybe just checking in with them, you know, day to day, like, hey, how was your morning? You know, what'd you do this weekend? Just making sure that they know that they have someone who cares about them.
How about you, Brock?
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. Just like, how's your day? Everything going all right? You'll be able to tell if they're kind of down or not based on their expressions and whatnot.
If somebody is exhibiting signs of struggle, how might you intervene or what might you do?
Just comfort them, maybe give them a hug or
give them
a compliment.
And also let them know about resources that, you know, care lines they can call or text if they need someone who maybe they don't personally know to talk to if that's easier for them, or just let them know that there's other ways to deal with stress than self-harm or, yeah.
All right. Melissa, can you outline again sort of what's going to be happening in the next several days?
Sure. And one thing I was going to also mention, too, is with this, we try to teach the students the ACT model, which is really the simplest one that we can. A is acknowledge how your peer is feeling. Care is C, care, taking time directly to ask if the peer has thoughts of suicide. And T is tell a trusted adult. So that could be a coach or counselor or whoever. So basically, we're just stressing that you're not alone. There are many of us that care about you guys and or girls, and we want to make sure that you know that you have the resources available. So the night will start off Tuesday night, again, 8:15 p.m., Ketchikan Kings versus JDHS Bears. I know that we're going to have a pretty packed house, so I encourage people to get there early. I know that Thunder Mountain's going to be there. They're all going to be wanting to see, you know, where they're going to line up in the tournament. The cheer team is going to be they have purple pom-poms. We're telling everyone to wear purple for suicide prevention. Like I said, the drill team has a special number. The text line will actually be kind of the main resource for the night because the care line is a 1-800, kind of a longer number. And in reality, we know that our students are probably going to text before they call. So 741-741 is the big number that we're trying to let people know about. And then we're going to have signs that they break through that say, break the silence, you know, take a time out, stay in the game, those kind of things. So, again, tomorrow night, 8:15, the next night, 6:30 p.m. for the girls' game. And then however those play out, it'll go through the weekend. So through the championship games will be Friday and Saturday nights.
Got it. Speaking of that text line, help me understand this a little bit better. Thinking of like an iPhone or something, mm-hmm. when you're texting, rather than putting in a contact, you literally just put in 741-741.
Correct.
And it begins sort of a live chat, if you will.
It's a live chat, and there's someone 24/7 that's available on that line. And we encourage people to use that resource as much as possible. Like I said, kids may not call. Kids don't talk to one another, let alone talk to somebody on another phone line. But they may, you know, be able to even, you know, quietly text somebody and have that resource available for them.
Remind us who administers that?
It's through the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Yep.
Okay. Switching to the tournament a little bit, how is JDHS Yadaakale looking?
Our girls team has been working super hard this year. We've just been, you know, playing our best in all our games, and we've been having a pretty good record this year.
All right. And the guys, Brock?
Our record doesn't say the best for us. We've lost more than we've won, but I'd say we've definitely improved over the last few months. And for TM and Ketchikan in our region, I think we're all pretty equal at this point, and I think we're all getting better, and so these next few games are going to be really competitive, and it'll be really fun to see how it turns out.
I recently learned a great lesson from Coach Andy Lee out at Thunder Mountain, right? And he held up the L sign, you know, to his forehead, and we're like, Coach Lee, what are you talking about? We don't show the L sign. He says, well, there is no losing. There's only learning, right?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Well, the community has been very supportive of all of the basketball teams. It's great. I mean, we went to the girls' basketball game this last weekend, and it was JD versus TM. And, you know, the outpouring of community support is really impressive. And,
definitely.
I mean, the TMHS band and JDHS bands are really fun. They really get the crowd moving. Same with cheer. I mean, it's a community effort. It's not just watching a basketball team. There's a lot going on at these events.
Definitely.
So it's a lot of fun.
All right. That's the voice of Melissa McCormick. We also spoke with Brad McCormick and Kiana Potter. Meet them at this tournament, and they're going to be taking a time out to talk. For more information on Find Your Fire, where should we go, Melissa?
For more information about Find Your Fire, you can go to findyourfire.net, or you can shoot me a quick email to findyourfire907@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you all for coming on the show. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, just join us for the games.
All right, thanks, you three.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.